Peya, Perikemish Negimel. Ein Megoglin B'Toyfeach, Div Rebbe Meir. So we're going to go with the first way that the Rav learns, which is the way the Rambam learns, that Megoglin is, at the time that they would cut, they'd roll it together in a circle. If you see any pictures, you could see that too, of how they would roll grain. So you do not do that. Ein Megoglin B'Toyfeach. Toyfeach is a type of kitnius, according to the Rambam and the Rav. Some kind of legume that would be inferior, obviously, to regular grain. And when you would cut it, and you would cut together, meaning you would cut the wheat together with, for example, let's say it's some kind of soy, and you would cut it together so the leket underneath, the onion still getting better quality grain, which is wheat, he would have mixed together with that the toifeach, this legume, and it would not be beneficial to them, and it would actually be detrimental. So that's what Rabbi Meir says. But Chacham matir mivnesha efshan. Chacham say it's mutter because there is still possibility that the ani can only take the better grain. So since he does not have to, he can specifically look for the better grain. Therefore, the Chacham say that it's mutter. The other way to learn this mishnah, which is totally different, ein megaglin b'tofeach means don't pour water, don't draw water up in this. It's a kli, actually, that's called a toifeach or a toifach. And it actually means it was a clay kli that would be used to irrigate the areas of the field. And the issue was if there's leket on the ground, so the moisture and the liquid would ruin the leket that's on the ground. And then Neem would lose out if he'd start watering the ground while there's leket sitting there. So Rabbi Meir says, don't pour it out before the Neem would take leket. But the truth is, what happens is, to the Baal Bais, he loses out because he needs to water it so that the earth doesn't stick to the grain. And just to keep the maintenance of the field, he would need to water it. So according to Rabbi Meir, what they would do, the Baal Bais actually would keep whatever he would lose, and he would keep it for himself from the Neem, because he's losing out by not watering the ground. The Chum matir mibnei she'efshar. The Chum say it's mutter because there's a way to do it. It's possible. What do they mean by that? Meaning that all they have to do is that water it down like that, and then have the Baal Bais, after he waters it down, he should give a little bit more or reimburse them somehow because they're not getting as much leket.